Way News, I'm Joe Palca.
3, 2, 1.
Engine turbo pump at flight speed. Engines at maximum thrust. Liftoff.
And there is liftoff of the Soyuz MS-10 to the International Space Station, carrying Nick Hague and Alexei Ovchinin.
A takeoff began smoothly enough for two astronauts aboard the Soyuz spacecraft before things went seemingly awry as a U.S. crew aboard that spacecraft safely made an emergency return to Earth on Thursday, shortly after launching on what was supposed to be a mission to the International Space Station. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration said there was an issue with the spacecraft's booster after it took off from the Soviet-era Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. The Soyuz separated from the booster before returning at what NASA called a ballistic descent, which means it came in at a sharper angle than normal, with the crew experiencing higher gravitational forces. NASA said rescuers reached the crew of U.S. astronaut Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ovchinin after they landed in Kazakhstan and that both were in good condition. President Donald Trump expressed his concern over the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Mr. Trump referred to an earlier meeting he'd had with Saudi King Salman.
I've always found him to be a fine man. We've had a very good relationship. I'm not happy about this. We have to see what happens. You know, we have to see what happens. Nobody knows what happened yet. They don't know over there. But it's a very serious situation, and it's something we're taking very seriously.
Mr. Trump told reporters Wednesday he had spoken with Saudi authorities at the highest level about the fate of Khashoggi. There are growing concerns Khashoggi, a highly placed and frequent critic of Saudi policy, was either abducted or murdered. This is VOA News. A national strike has been called for Thursday in Zimbabwe by the main trade union over a new tax on electronic transactions, as well as shortages and the local currency's decline. What is being called Zimbabwe's worst economic crisis in a decade takes place less than 3 months after President Emmerson Mnangagwa won a disputed election and vowed to revive the economy. Global stocks fell sharply after a major sell-off in the U.S. Wednesday that saw the benchmark Dow Jones Index shed more than 3% value. It was the largest correction since early February. The plunge came amid rising bond yields and alarm over the central bank's incremental increase in key interest rate. Alec Young is a managing director of Global Markets Research.
It's not so much about rates being that high now. It's how high could they get?
President Donald Trump Wednesday linked the plunge to the central bank's rate hikes, which he called a mistake. Hurricane Michael has weakened to a tropical storm after crashing ashore along the Gulf Coast of Florida Wednesday as an intense Category 4 hurricane. Governor Rick Scott said Michael was the worst storm the Florida Panhandle has ever seen.
We are deploying a massive wave of response. We will be sending help from air, land, and sea. This includes thousands of responders for power restoration, medical search and rescue, law enforcement, food and water distribution, and every other critical resource.
There's been at least one fatality. The remnants of the storm has now moved over Georgia. The U.S. has arrested and indicted an alleged spy for China's state security ministry on charges of economic espionage and attempting to steal trade secrets from U.S. aerospace companies. He's identified as Yang Jun Zhu and was detained in Belgium in April and extradited to the U.S. on Tuesday. Benjamin Glassman is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Ohio.
He and other MSS officers went about this job by concealing their identities and the nature of their employment. They worked to recruit individuals at aviation companies throughout the United States and Europe who they thought could provide them with trade secrets.
The indictment said the arrest showed the direct oversight of China's government in economic espionage in the U.S. Two senior Trump administration officials testified on Capitol Hill Wednesday that China is waging an unprecedented effort to influence American public opinion. Kirstjen Nielsen is the Secretary of Homeland Security.
China absolutely is on an unprecedented or exerting unprecedented effort to influence American opinion. But what I was making very clear is that we have not seen to date any Chinese attempts to compromise election infrastructure.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.